the Hebrew alphabet. Let's take a look at it. Aleph. All right. That is an ox. Ox. Okay? Like an ox. If you want to write that down. Did I write it down in that? I can't remember. No? Okay. And then Beth. Beth. All right. And, of course, it's Beth and Ve. It's B and V both. Okay. And in Greek, the beta also has a V sound in some places. Okay. As in house. So we have Aleph, which is Abba. Okay. And Beth, which is house, the father of the house. The first two letters in the Hebrew alphabet, okay? House. And then we have Gimel. And that is a camel. Did you learn this before, Randall? No? These are the ancient writings. Now, I could give you script and all types of the Hebrew different writings, different type of writing, okay? And in the biblical days, when I went in the Middle East, I could read the old handwritten script. And I lost it for a while. I hadn't looked at it for so long. Okay, Dalet. Dalet. And that's a door. The door to the house. All right? And then we have the word He. And that's window. Window. And then we have the word wow or va, all right, whichever way you want to say it, all right. That's a reaping hook, all right, a reaping hook. And then we have Zion. Zion, can you say that? Zion. And that's a weapon, all right, a weapon. Then we have the word heth. And that's a fence. Fence. All right? See how it might be a fence?
Yeah.
One after another? Okay. And the door, see the window? It is a square-looking thing, like a window would be, and the door is like the door is open. Okay? All right. Now we have Teth. What does that remind you of? Teth. What do you think about that one? Could that be a snake? All right, a snake. And then we have Yod. Yod. And if you put your hand up here, what does that look like? Yod. That's hand. All right, hand. All right. And then we have Kaf. And that's the open hand. All right. And then we have a Lamet. Say lament. That's a whip. That's a whip. All right. See how, like a black snake whip or a whip? All right. And then we have the word mame. Mame is watchers or watcher. All right. Water. And then we have nin or none. And that's a fish. See how that might look like a fish? And then we have the word somit. Somit. All right. And that's a prop. A prop. Something to prop something up. Prop something up. And then we have the ayin. And that is a double I. See that? Ayin. Ion. Ion. Eyes. See? Eyes. All right. Now, this is ancient Hebrew, okay? Ion. And then pay. Pay. What do you think pay might be? A mouth with a tongue in it. Dakota. It's like that, sideways with the tongue sticking out, okay? All right. And sodhe. That's a fish hook. Got fish hook. And then kof. Kof. What do you think that might be? That's the back of a head. The back of a head. All right, the back of a head. All right. Resh. That's the head. All right, that's the head. Rosh is means what in Hebrew? Rosh. That's head. All right. And then we have the word sin and shin. Basically the same letters. There's a dip on the right, left side of sin, and the right side, it's a shin. Okay? Sin, shin. Just give you a little of this at a time, okay? All right? Sin and shin. Okay? And what do you think that might be? That's a tooth with long roots.
Both of them?
Yeah. Tooth with long roots. Okay? And then we have the word tau. 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 That's a cross. That's a cross. It is a TH or a hard T. Either way. According to which one, which what it is in the word. It's a et or a eth. All right? Now, let's say them real quickly. Aleph, Beth, Gamel, Daleth, Hahi, Va, Zayin, Heth, Theth, Yod, Koth, Lameth, Mem, Nun, Smek, Hei, and Thay, Sadi, Kofre, Shin, Tin, Hel. All right.
Got them all.
Got them all. Now, you can do that one of these days.
I used to have to do that every beginning of every Hebrew class. We had to say the alphabet.
Every time that we go, see how fast we could say it. Get that over with. All right, now we're in 1:28. Genesis 1 and verse 28. Genesis 1 and 28. Vayvarech. Vayvarech. Can you say that one? Vayvarech. Otam. What's this next word? Elohim. All right. And here's another word you're going to see a whole lot. Vayomer. Vayomer. Lehem. Next word. Elohim. Peru. Yurivu. Yumilu. The next one. Et. All right. Ha-aretz. Okay, that's the earth. That ha in the font is a definite article. Ha-aretz. Okay. And then we have the word v-chiv-o-shi-shu-ha. V-chiv-shu-ha. Can you say that? V-chiv-shu-ha. Okay. And then uridu. These are hard words. Bigat. Bitgat. That's a fish. Bitgat. Okay. Hayam. Yuviof. Hashemayim. That's heavens now. Remember that one. Hashemayim. And then Yuvikol. Chayah. Haro Meset. Al. And then what's the last one? Haaretz. All right. Very, very good. Let's go back and look at it now. And blessed. Now this word blessed here is in the PL stem, third person masculine singular, vowel consecutive imperfect. All right. That's a lot. Third person magnus, and he blessed. He is who? God. All right. He blessed and kept on intensively blessing them. All right. Elohim. All right. And said. And he said. See that word va on the front of that? Va yomer. And. That's word for and right there. Va yomer. And he said. Third person masculine singular. Masculine gender, see? And he said and kept on saying, Lahem to them, Elohim Peru, be fruitful. This is imperative now. All right, imperative. Be fruitful. And plenish or multiply, and ye fill up. All right, you all fill up. Sign of the direct object, that's et, the earth. And conquer her, and rule over her, and the word means to caretake her, to administrate in her. Okay, that's all there. And have, and be the caretaker of, or the master of. This is masculine, plural, imperative, all right, cal stem. Over, ba, bed, got. Over fishes, all right, that's the underwater people, as the Lakota call them, the underwater people. Those that go like this underwater, all right, the underwater people. Hayam, see that, the word hayam there, the word yam there, remember what the word from Mem was? What was the word from Mem? What was the sign from Mem or the idea? Water. All right, water. All right. Over the waters, the great waters, okay? And you, the oaf, and over the wing flappers. What's the word for wing flapper in Lakota, Dakota? Wombly. All right, wombly. Okay. And over the wing flappers, the heavens. Ha Shemayim. Okay, now, Hashemayim, what does heaven mean? What is the literal meaning of heavens? All right, it means, it's plural, it's im on the end of it. But it's, what? The uplifted waters is what it literally means, the uplifted waters. Because in originally, the heaven around the earth, remember when I showed you what the earth, how it was created originally, here's the earth, the landmass, earth was on one side and water was on the other. And then it says, but there a breathing space between the waters and the waters. All right? Here's waters up here. There was an ocean in the sky. There was a great bubble around this earth. Deep bubble. It was ocean in the sky. But there's a breathing space, atmosphere, in between the waters and the waters. Yes?
Tim, at that time when you looked up, how did the sky look?
I don't know. I haven't seen it before, but I'm sure there was light. But I think it was like you have sunglasses on. I believe it was filtered light. There was no of the damaging rays from the sun coming to this earth at all.
If there's water there, would there be clouds or anything, or would it just look like?
There wasn't any clouds. There wasn't clouds at this time. The earth was watered differently. It was, the earth was like a greenhouse. Here you have a greenhouse, you have water in the greenhouse, okay, going to the plants, or somebody pours water on the plants, and then you have a cover over them. That cover over them was like the water over the earth. So it kept the earth from being hot and cold all the time. We had a controlled climate. Okay, it was totally controlled climate. In a greenhouse. Things lived a long time. Mankind lived a long time before this. Mankind was designed to at least live 1,000 years. And women to have 1,000 children. That's your body is capable of that. It is. I mean you think about that, boy, that scares you, but all right. Hayam. All right, the sea, and over the wing flappers, and then the heavens, the uplifted waters, literally is what it means. And then you vikol, and over every, and over all, okay? That word call on the end means what? Call means all, okay? And over every creeper, living creepers, chaya, okay? Over all the living things. That... Ha-ro-meset, that creeps or crawls. Ale, remember what ale means? A pawn. Okay, that's the equivalent of that in Greek is what? Epi, page 153 and 54 in Analytical Greek Lexicon. Okay, epi is the equivalent to that one. All right, ale and epi. And then haaretz, the earth. The earth, all right? Ha, and of course, earth is ritz or aritz, like that, okay? 129. Can you know what that first word is? Now look and see what, we had that word in the last verse. Look down on the second line. Vayomer. Can you say that? Vayomer. Elohim. Hine. Natati. Now, when you see hine, look at that word hine. See that neen there in the middle of it? It's got a doggish 40 in the middle of it. Now, what does that do when you've got that dot in the middle of a letter, the Hebrew letter? It doubles it, doesn't it? It makes it a double letter, okay? Yeah, hine. See, we got H-I-N-N-E-H is what actually how you'd spell this word if you spelled it in English, all right? And then the next one is natiti, or natati. It's N-A-T-A-T-T-I, all right? Natati. Because we have another, we have two towels in it, don't we? All right? And it's doubled up. One of them is doubled up to make a double T at the end of it, okay? Natati. And then Lachem. And then we have Et. And there's call is all. Okay? Call. Esev. Zariah. Zera. Zariah, Zera. And here's a word you're going to see a lot, Asher. All. Penei. Kal. Haaretz, Viet, Kal, Haetz, Asher, Bov. And we got to turn the page. Ferry, Etz, Zariah, Zara, Lakam, Yeyeh. Lechala. Do you see that word Yeyeh right there? That word is closely related to the name Jehovah. All right? Yeyeh. All right? Vayomer. And he said and kept on saying and held it in place. All right? Who is the next? What's the next word?
Elohim.
All right? Behold. Hinen. Hineh. Behold. I have given, natati, I have given first person construct, singular, cal, perfect. I have given, it's completed tense. Okay? I have given to you, li, kam, likem, alright, to, la, kem, to you, et, kal. Et is sign of the direct object, okay? That's, et, in Hebrew, in Greek, what is the equivalent to et in Hebrew? By the word, et is the first and the last letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Okay? The Aleph and the Tau. The Alpha and the Omega. What is the equivalent in Greek to et? Ace. This is it. Give you a little Greek and Hebrew at the same time, okay? That's the sign of the direct object. Anything after ace or anything after et is going to get some action. Okay? All right, where were we? All right, et. Where am I? Okay. Or every caller that creeps all upon the earth, okay? Upon the earth. No. Next word, next deal. I look backwards. Okay, et. Okay, and to you, et, call every herb, every green thing, every herb, that's esev. And then Zariah, Zera, seeding seeds. Okay, every green herb that has seeds in it and it seeds itself. Okay, these herbs, these plants propagate by seeding themselves. Okay? Asher, which. El means upon. Panay, the faces. Panay is face. It means surface, but it also means face. This literally means face. Faces of all call the earth. And the et, and then we have an and. Now, the only way you can translate this is put and then the sign of the direct object, okay? Because all you got really there, you got action going that direction, okay? And you got an and. And then call means what?
Every.
Call means all or every. And then ha'etz, that's tree. Ha'etz, which? Asher, in him. In him, fruit. The tree has it a fruit on it, and in the fruit is what? In the fruit tree, seeding seed. Zarea, zara. Seeding seed, lakam to you, yeah. Yeah. Third person masculine singular, cal imperfect. You shall become, or it shall become for food. All of the produce, all the green stuff and all the fruit trees are for you to eat. Bethlehem. All right? Bethlehem comes from this word in here. All right? La chila. All right? For food. For food. 130. 1 and verse 30. It shall become. Now, the name Jehovah means what? He who shall become. That word Yihyah is very closely related to Jehovah. Okay? The one who shall become. Yulikal. That's the next word. Yulikal. Can you say that? Yulikal. Chayat. Haaretz. Yulikal. Orf. Ha-shamayim. What's that mean? Heaven. All right. Yulikal. Ro-mes. Al. Haaretz. Asher. Bo. Nefesh. Chayah. Et. Kal. Yerek. Esav. Li-a-chila. Vayeh, vayhi, ken. All right, now let's go back and look at this one. Yet vegetation is given man to eat. And he says, and to all. And to all. And look at this now. We have the and in the front of it. See that? You, that's the and. And then le, that's to. All, call, and to all. See how it's that word's broken down? And to all. Okay? Yuli call, and to all, chayat, beast. All right? This is living creatures, living things. Of the earth, we got the word of in there, kind of like what you call a practical substantive, but it said haaretz, so it means the earth. Yuli call, and to every. Orf is what? Wombly. That's a wing flapper. Okay, wing flapper. And where do the wing flappers basically stay a lot of time? Hashemayim, in the heavens. All right? All right. Yulikal, and to every. Romes, creepers and crawlers. Ale. How do you think what ale is? That's upon. Haaretz, upon the earth. Esher. Okay, that's which. Bov, in. Nefesh, in soul. Every animal has a soul. All right? Every animal has a soul. Of life. Chayah. Chayah, life. Chayah, et. Call. Et there is just a sign of direct object like ace in Greek. Call, every. Pas in Greek, pas.
Kronos, or pawn. That's what it looks like in Greek, okay?
Get back where I'm supposed to be here now. Of all, call, and then yerek, green. Yerek is green, okay? That's a green living thing, all right? And then esev, herb of vegetation, okay? Now, in the soul of life, in the Septuagint, it's the suke zoes. We got our word zoo, suke, we got the word psychologist, somebody that doctors the soul, okay? And then suke, or zoe, which is life, which has a soul of life in it, okay? Vegetation for food, all right? And he says, I have given, all right? Basically, I have given these, okay? He goes back to that. I have given. I have given to the birds, and I have given to man food and fruit to eat. So the animals ate fruit, vegetarians, there were vegetarians, and so was man. Vahi tekein. And then vahi, and it became good, upright, honest. Or so. Okay, that's what came there. That last word there. Came. And it became, and became upright or honest. It changed. Something had happened to the earth, and now God is changing it back to a pristine, beautiful, primal paradise. Okay? All right. You have any questions on any of this? Is there too much in there? All right. There's a lot of stuff. Go listen to it again on the tapes. That's what you need to do. Listen to it again. You won't get it the first time, I guarantee you. What I studied 30 and 40 years ago, some things I'm just understanding right now. So don't feel lonesome. Okay? Some things I'm just understanding. Now we have another word here. We're going to be redundant about it. What's this first word there? Vayar. All right? And saw, and he saw, is what it literally says, Elohim. Et, call, come on guys, call, et call Asher. All right, Asah, Vihimah, Tov, Meod, Vahi, Erev, Vahi, Voker, Yom, Hashishi. Hashishi, that's six. Hashishi, that's six. And saw Elohim et, sign of direct object, all and everything which he had made. All right, let's look at that one. Look at that word. Third person, masculine, singular, cow perfect. He had made. Okay? And behold, vihine, and behold, good, told. That word good there means upright, honest. It means perfect. It means righteous. Told. All right. What is the word in Greek that corresponds to this? Kalos. Kalos. Okay, kalos. Now some of you, you know, you haven't had the Greek from me. I've taught Greek here 14 years. But I'm just giving you some of these words so you can write them down. Maybe you won't need it or whatever, but I'm throwing them at you anyway. And then it says, meod. That means exceedingly very, okay, good, exceedingly it came. Exceedingly good. All right. And then it says, vahi, and became, evening, erev, vahi, voker. Meod, vahi, erev, vahi, voker, yom, hashishi. All right. And became morning and became evening. See that? And became morning and became evening. And day six. Day six. What did God do in the sixth day? He created man. And he set in order what mankind and the animals were supposed to eat. He gave them. There's a book a long time ago written, Back to Eden. It talks about if you want to live a long time, go back and eat like Adam ate in the garden, okay? And what are they long...
religiously, and I'm not saying they're right by any means, okay, theologically, but religiously, what are the oldest living people on the earth? The people that live longer than any other religious society today. Huh? The what? Well, the Seventh-day Adventist. Seventh-day Adventurist, okay. Because they are vegetarians. Okay? This last week there was an article about the Sibleys. The Sibleys were, I had three of them as my doctors. They sold me up and did all kinds of stuff for me over the years and kept me alive. The mother lived to be, I think, 107. Dr. Robert, I think, was 90 when he died. Ralph is 90 now, and I think John Sibley is 96. Now that's, and they're still going, running around. You know, they're out doing things, riding, driving in cars and going places, okay? And they can still communicate. They're not laying in bed someplace. So that ought to tell you something, all right? And, of course, I'm Native American, and I decided I was going to be a vegetarian about 35 years ago. That doesn't work. If you're a Native American, we don't have the same digestive tract as those Europeans do, I'm telling you. And I was shaking all over and just going to pieces, and my health was just going to pieces. And here I was going to medical school. This Seventh-day Adventist type medical school, I mean, they were Baptists, actually, that was running a school, but they were vegetarians. Well, they were going to teach me that I couldn't be healthy unless I was a vegetarian. So I became a vegetarian, had been one for about 2 years, and I was just all messed up. I was dying. And I went to my doctor, and he says, what are you doing to yourself? my mother says, she went to the doctor with me that day, and she said, he won't eat any meat. And he asked me, what nationality are you, Jim? He said, I know, but tell me what you are. And I said, Native American. Yeah, he said, you're just about full blood almost, I think. You know, like this from what chemically that you are made up of. And yeah, and he said, well, what did they eat for thousands of years? Well, I said, they ate a lot of protein. All right, he said. Now, do you think that you're going to just stop and start a new trend in the middle of the stream? He said, now, I would tell any Anglo-Saxon, he said, vegetarian is a good way of life. But he said, you are ruining your health because you have a shorter digestive tract than we are. Your people have been eating meat for thousands of years while we were eating barley and wheat. He said, you can't do what we did. You do, you're going to destroy yourself. He said, the reservations are full of people on diabetes. Just diabetes and everything else. You can't eat like we do. Well, I'm not telling you to be a vegetarian. Sometimes, and he said, you ought to eat some meat every day. He said, I only eat 1 5-ounce piece of meat a week. And he said, that's enough for me. He said, there's some things in meat that you got to have. All right? That's the way it is. That's the way mankind is. And he said, your body forms itself according to what you eat. He said, so you go home and eat a big steak. He gave me a vitamin B shot and sent me out and told me to go away and get better. And I did. Right off the bat. I didn't try that anymore. That was the end of that business. But I would be a vegetarian if I could. But I can't. Simple as that. One of these days I will. If I want to eat at all, over there in the new heaven and the new earth, I won't have to put up with all this. 2 and verse 1. Bathed. All right, bathed. This is chapter 2, is bathed. All right. And what we have is Vai Chulu. And what's the next word? That's a familiar. Hashimayim. Thank you, young lady. Vihaaretz. Vakal. And I don't even expect you to say this word. Tizibam. Okay, that's a hard one. All right.
Hey, where's the Chulu, what you said? Or Vai Chulu or something like that.
Vai Chulu.
Where's that?
Okay, that's the first word. Okay, that's it.
Is Beth in there too?
No, this is not that at all. It's a Puel stem, third person masculine plural, and caused to be finished, the heavens. And of course, the word heavens that here
What would be the Greek equivalent to this, by the way? Heavens. It's not Uranos here, because it's not talking about the literal heavens.
Cosmos.
It's cosmos, the universe. Okay? The universe, the world system of the earth, pertaining to the earth's atmosphere and all of its upkeep, okay? The whole world system of the earth, the whole system that makes this earth tick, okay? And the earth, and everything relating to maintaining the earth, has been set back in order now. By call and all the armies. And all their armies. What armies? What armies? The idea of armies here, it means all of the natural animals. We have an army, kangaroos. We got an army of monkeys. We got an army of hippopotamus and horses, zebras, probably mostly zebras at this time. Okay? And elephants and tigers and all of they have, each one of them is an army. Okay? That's what it's talking about. It's the Hebrew talks to them as armies because there are armies of them. Each, why today, you have armies of ants, don't you? They are an army of ants, basically, okay? Two in verse two. Thy call? What's this next word?
Elohim.
Vayom? All right. Ha Shivit. Milaktov, Asher, Asa, Vayishbat, Vayom, Hashavi, Hashavi-e, actually, Mikkol, Milaktov, Asher, Asa. All right. And finished. That word, thy call and finished. Third person masculine singular, PL stem. That means he did it intensely. And finished. Elohim, in day seventh. All right. In day, biyom, in day. That word, bi there, that means in that day. Be means in or to. In seventh. Ha shavi. Okay. Ha shavit. Okay. That's the first line now. The word Sabbath comes out of that word. See that in there? The word Sabbath is in that word. And then, Milaktov. Okay, that means his work. Which, all right, which, and then it says, and he rested, or he ceased to the point of completion, okay? He ceased to the point of completion. In day, bayom, hashivii, the seventh, from all, look at that word man, that word man there in the front, it means from or the same element, or from the same as, all, malaktov, all his work, which he had done. Literally, he had done. That's perfect tense. All right? He rested or ceased. All right? From all the work which he had completed. All right. Any questions so far? Any questions? Nothing? Let's go on then. 2 and verse 3. Thy Vah-rek. Who's this one? Elohim. Yom. That's the word day, yom. Okay? Yom. Actually, in the modern Hebrew, it's yavom. It's got a little V in there. Yavom. Okay? Because of that vowel. It's yom in biblical Hebrew. Ha-shivi'i. Vay-kadesh. Vay-kadesh. Otov. Kei. Key, like key, and then Vov, Shavot, Mikol, from all, now the word Milak Tov is work, Milak Tov, all right, Asher, Vara, Elohim, La-a-sot. All right, let's go back and look at this word now, or this verse. Vaya, vay-varek, that means, and he blessed. All right. Barak is the root of that one, okay. And he blessed, third person masculine singular, P-L stem, he blessed intensely, okay. Elohim, sign of direct object. The day, the seventh, he blessed the seventh day, okay? He blessed the seventh day, the ha-shivihi, ha-shivihi. This is the word seventh. By the word seventh there means completion. Everything in the word Sabbath means completed, done, finished, okay? There are 7 days. And in the feast of Israel, there was more than one Sabbath in a week sometimes. Because it was a day of rest according to a holiday that they had to rest during the week and then every seventh day. And what is the seventh day? Saturday. Actually, it's Friday at 6 o'clock till Saturday at 6 o'clock. That's the Sabbath. Friday to Saturday. Friday evening to Saturday evening. Okay? That is the Sabbath. By Kaddish. And he sanctified, made holy it. Otav, all right. That is because, all right. In it, he calls to rest, or he sleased, he sabbathed, all right. From all his work, from all his what work? His creation, his recreating, his reconstructing work. Which, Asher, Bara, he had created, third person masculine singular, perfect tense. That's just like Genesis 1 and 1. It says what? Barashith Bara, in beginnings created and finished and brought to completion. Here's the same word right here, Bara. Okay? Bara. It's third person masculine singular, Kal perfect. Okay? Elohim. To restore. To restore. To reconstruct. To restore. That's what it means. La-a-sot. To reconstruct or to restore. It's Cal infinitive construct. All right? Cal infinitive construct. Do you see the difference there now? Here, God created the heavens and the earth. We can see it in the language now. Barashith bara, in beginnings. All right? In beginnings, created and finished and brought to completion. That's the word bara in Genesis 1 and 1. What does it say? Elohim, et hashemayim de et haaretz. Okay. And then it says, ve haaretz, she became hafyah, tuhu wabuhu. The earth she became formless and void. God didn't create her that way. Now it says here that God reconstructed the earth and finished the reconstruction of the earth again. So now he sets the earth back in order. Is that plain? Brother John, you got that one now?
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, you hear all kinds of stories. You got the young earth theory and all of this business. The only problem with the young earth theory, it is not biblical. That's the only problem with it. I mean, you got the young earth museum back there and all its displays and everything, but that doesn't come from the Bible. That comes from man's imagination. The Bible says God created the earth perfect. And as far as we know, the earth is very old. We don't know how old. Man has only been on this earth for 6,000 years. That's a fact. Historically, man has only been here 6,000 years. But the earth is old. We don't know how old it is. All right. 2 and verse 4. You want to get another verse before we quit? All right. Aleh. Tovidot. Hashemayim. Vihaaretz. Vihib Dariam. Okay. Bayom. Assort. Assort. And then Yehu. Are that word Hashem? Are the word Davar? Hadavar? Who is this? This is the first place you're going to see this name in the Bible. Who is this? All right, Jehovah. All right. Yeah, he who shall become. Jehovah Elohim. Eretz. V'Hashemayim. Let's look at this now.
Earth is Haaretz.
Haaretz is earth. It doesn't say the earth. It just says earth. Doesn't have a definite article in front of Haaretz there. It says Haaretz. These, the family histories, are the generations. The heavens. All right. Tovidot. This is the family histories, or the generations, or your, what we call, what we call your family tree. This is a family tree. Okay? The family tree of the earth, the heavens and the earth. Vihib Baream. Being created in their being created. All right? That's an F-A-L stem, infinitive construct. In their being created. It's the suffix is third person masculine plural. It's talking about the heavens and the earth. Okay? By the way, in Hebrew is so definitive that you have the action, the person acting in verb sometimes, or in a word like this, and then you have the suffix of it, which is what he's acting upon. So it's third person masculine singular that's doing it, basically. It's infinitive, so we don't, but it's understood as God. Okay? But what he acted upon is the heavens and the earth, so that's plural. Okay? And I don't want to confuse you too much, but and it says in day to make, cal infinitive construct, all right, to make, asot, Jehovah, the one who shall become. Now, why is the name Jehovah written here for the first time in the Bible? He who shall become. This is before man ever sinned, isn't it? Huh? But why did God use the name Jehovah here, he who shall become? The one I said, yeah, a while ago, or Ha-Yah, whatever you want to say, the form, the root form of this verb that his name comes from.
It's got two H's with vowels.
Mm-hmm. Two, it's four consonants. Okay? Yod, hate, vowel, or wow, and hate. Okay? That's what it is. You can't say that word. We don't know how to say it, okay? Brother Hubbard used to say this, yah, just breathe out. And he said, when you breathe out, yah, when you breathe out, that's your life going out. And that's what this is. How did God create the heavens and the earth? He spoke it into existence, and it came from Him, didn't it?
What's the middle line in Jehovah between the two squares?
Okay, that's Yod, Heth, and thou or wow, whichever way you want to say it, okay? And then hate again. Now, they got pointing on there. I don't really, a lot of times when I come to the name Jehovah, I won't even write down the vowels. The vowels are down below it, okay? And because we don't know what they are. They never said the word since God said that you shall not use the Lord thy God's name in vain. And this is the name of God. So they never said the name again after that. They call it the Hashem, the name. Or Ha-Davar, the word. Okay? That's what they call. In Hebrew, you're going to say, they'll say Adonai, or they'll say Hashem, the name. All right? And in the synagogues today, a Jewish synagogue that is a Messianic synagogue will say Hashem on it, the name. Blessed is the name. Okay, blessed is the name. Baruch Hashem. All right? It will say blessed is the name because Jesus said you won't see me again until you what? Say what? Blessed is the name of he that came in the name of the Lord. All right? The name. All right? Elohim. The earth, Aretz, and the heavens. And heavens. All right. The earth and heavens. That word Adonai, that word Hashem, that word Hadabar, all of that is in this word, Jehovah. That's Jesus is who it is. Jesus means Jehovah saves. And Jesus actually is from the Hebrew Yahshua. Jesus is the word that King James later translated in there. It should have been Yahshua all the time. It should have always been Joshua. It was Jesus in Greek. All right? Got any questions on any of this? All right? Is this about as much as you can swallow and digest?
Yeah. That's your point about this name being used for man even sin. He who shall be
crowned. What was he going
to...
Yeah. God's eternal purpose was already decided. And the name Jehovah, he who shall become, would be the one that would die for the whole cosmos, John 3:16. This word here in John 3:16, this is John 3:16 of the Old Testament in all reality. Okay? Because this is the first place we see the name Jehovah. And John 3:16 says, for God, for Jehovah, so loved the cosmos, that cosmos, what did he just create? The cosmos. That he gave his only begotten Son. That if mankind, whosoever mankind that would believe, should not perish but have everlasting life. And he's going to redeem it all back to himself again one of these days. Huh?
And the creation.
He's going to redeem man and the creation back. Because man is related to the creation, isn't he? He's made from the same elements as the creation is made from. He subsides and grows and lives from the creation. Doesn't he? All right? Isn't that beautiful? Did you ever see that before? God's eternal purpose right there in that verse, John 3:16, the Old Testament. And all it says, Ele ta vidat hashemayin v'haaretz behi ba barem v'yom asot yehu, or Jehovah, Elohim, etz v'hashemayim. All right? Jehovah. Jehovah, the Redeemer of the heavens and the earth. Look at that. The Redeemer of the heavens and the earth. That's Him. God's eternal purpose was already laid out when He wrote Genesis 2 and verse 4. The redemption had already been decided. The redemption of the heavens and the earth before it ever fell into the hands of Satan again. All right? When man became a sinner and rebelled against God. All right. We'll start in 2 and verse 5 next week, unless you want to go on. We'll just keep on going. Go on. Is that as much as you can digest for this week? All right. All right. We will come back at 2 and 5 next week. Bakal sa se'ak hasada terim. All right. Yeah. See, that word Jehovah's in there again. All right. Any other questions? Go out and do something eternal now. All right. Brother Randall, would you dismiss us in prayer, brother?